Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
So let's talk about how to win at this information game, at this branding game, at this get your message out there and movement going and help a ton of people game. Well, first thing you got to understand is it really is a game. I mean, this is a game. How's a game played? I'm talking about having success, you know, and success is defined, as we just talked about in the previous podcast, success is defined by the number of times you can smile throughout the course of a day, through adversity, through all the greatness, through all the big wins. Look, it's great to have big wins. It's great to make a lot of money. But if that money thing is what you're hanging your hat on, so your bank account has, let's say you view 10 grand as a lot of money, and that's a good amount to have in a bank account, okay? So when you got 10 grand in your bank account, woohoo, yeah, all right, woo, think times are good, you're nicer to your spouse and your kids, your friends, you're happy, you're skipping, right? You're skipping, you got some skip in your step. Let's say that goes down to $1,500 and it's only halfway through the month and you get online and check your bank account. Like, oh, well, not so nice to the spouse, not so nice to the kids, a little irritable, short-tempered. All right, am I the only one that this has happened to in the past? So what's the goal to that? Some marketers would say you need the passive income, that steady income, making money while you sleep. Hey, that's great. That's awesome. I agree. That helps. Not when you've got something that you can dial into and it pays you the same amount or more every month. That's a head start on the month. The first of the month hits, you got a head start. That's great. I'm not poo-pooing that. But what I'm saying is when you dial in your happiness and your significance to decimal points and commas, that's a shallow life, man, because your happiness is directly reflected in the amount of money you have. That's just not a good way to go through life. There's so many more measurements by happy, and I would actually say joyfulness, because happiness is temporary. You know, joyfulness is a longer term solution that we should all strive to go for. Happiness, you could have a good meal and feel happy. And, you know, some people have felt happy for a fleeting moment, for a couple of minutes in the morning, and they've committed suicide by midnight. Those are true stories. I mean, it's happened, and a lot. And by the way, very successful, wealthy people. So when you're tying all this success and enjoyment, happiness, joyfulness to money, it's a shallow way to go. Now, you want to tie it to significance, and you're not relying on other people's opinions, but the value that you're bringing to the world, now you're onto something. Now you're really onto something. But how do you do that? Like, how do you continue to create joy in your own life and other people's lives? Well, you got to create regular content in this game. This game, the name of this game is you having fulfillment and success and delivering great content to somebody else. Whatever that looks like. Again, you could be a contractor. You don't got to be a speaker. You don't got to be an information marketer, a podcaster. But whatever it is that you're delivering, make sure that you get your message out there. And I'm going to speak probably more to the digital type of entrepreneur right now, but don't disconnect if you got a brick and mortar store. This applies to you as well. For example, if you're a realtor, all right, and you create one video and you put it on your Facebook page, you're like, oh, geez, well, I put a video out this morning. No bites yet. Well, here we go. We're on day number three. I put that video out 2 days ago, and would you believe I haven't gotten one call? Now, you laugh. That's a real person with a real concern. I hear it from people as well. Sam, I need your help, man. Well, yeah, tell me what's going on. Well, I've been podcasting, or I've been putting videos out there. I've been posting. Oh, really? How often? Well, I mean, just last week. Last week. Do you know how fast the news cycle is? 24 hours. Look at how fast the news changes in 24 hours. You don't think people's attention spans, they're in and out of these social media platforms quickly. You got to be putting regular content out regularly. That's why it's called regular content. Why do you think I do a podcast every day, sometimes twice a day? It's because somebody may be listening for the very first time that's never heard me before, or somebody might have missed the last week and they don't want to go back and listen. They listen to this one. You know, you got to catch people all the time. They're distracted. There's a thousand different things. How many kids do you have? How many jobs do you have? How many commitments do you have? We're overcommitted as a society as it is, and you're going to put one piece of content out in a week, and you're going to think, well, I don't know if this whole entrepreneurial thing's really worth it, man. I just don't see. I mean, I'm putting it out. No, you're not. You drive up and down the same road. You've seen a billboard. Think of a billboard that you've seen recently. I think of a plumbing ad on I-71 heading to downtown Cincinnati that I see every time I'm driving downtown from my house, okay? Same plumber, okay? Now, I don't need a plumber right now, but I promise you with five females in the house, there's going to be a drain clogged in our bathtub. If you've ever had females, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man. Long hair, I don't know how it happens, but we're going to Roto-Rooter will be out sometime, okay? Don't need them now, though, but I'll need that plumber, and when I do, I'm going to go to the billboard. I'm going to remember that billboard that's etched in my mind. That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying creating content. You know that billboard you drive by every day. You don't need that person's service right then, but when you do need it, you're going to remember them, and when you Google their name or Google that industry, they're going to come up. You know, when people think about, I'm not ready to launch my movement right now, but when they are ready and it's tugging at them and it's Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock and they're thinking about going to that job or that business that they're not really in love with and they really want to launch their brand and get after it, who do you think they're going to remember? The person whose podcast they've been listening to for the last month, 4 years, 10 years, whatever it is. I've had people come into my coaching program as recently as a month ago that have been listening to this show for the last 9 years, since 2010. They started listening in 2010, 5 years after I launched the podcast. You know, you never know when your content is going to hit that person. You just don't know when it's going to happen. But it's like that audio or video billboard that's on that digital highway. You got to continue to put content out there every single day. And don't make it difficult, because if this is a passion, a love project for you, something that you absolutely love to do, it's not going to be difficult to create the content. Because you love what you're talking about. You love what you're speaking about, what you're teaching about, and get other people's opinions out of your head. Forget that, man. Well, I don't know if I put this out there, what so-and-so is going to think. So-and-so doesn't care. They're not watching you. You're going to turn around 20 years from now worrying about what everybody thought, and you're going to realize nobody was ever watching anyway. Nobody cared. You made up this false narrative about, well, you know, I've got these people I used to work with, or my brother-in-law, or my mother-in-law. They're not going to. They don't even care, man. They might say something when you're a mixed company together, but that's only because they're probably trying to make up conversation to fill the time. They got way bigger fish to fry than the content that you're creating and the movement that you're launching. Nobody is watching except for the people who really do want your content. So if you think you're going to get into that one and done game about, well, you know, I put a video or I put an audio out there. I made a post on Facebook. I haven't really got any bites though. Okay, every day, a couple times a day for the last year. No? Okay, well then we can't talk. We can't have a serious conversation about your movement if you're not creating serious content. If you're kind of in this thing for a hobby, then expect hobby results and expect to make income as if you were in a hobby, you know, building model aircrafts or something. If you're serious about this, and I'm talking to the people out there who ask me the question, Sam, I don't know, but I'm not really seeing results. And immediately I say, well, show me the content you're putting out there. And it'll be like, oh, well, I mean, and then it goes into excuseville, you know. Well, I mean, I've been traveling. Yeah, I've been at the office. Well, then I get it. Look, life happens, but life's going to happen anyway. Life's either going to happen with or without you, you know. And, you know, you got 24 hours in a day, man, 168 hours in the week, okay. You're telling me you can't find 20 of those hours out of 168 to dedicate to this movement that you want to launch? Just admit it's not a priority. It's a lot easier to be honest with yourself because at least now you've got a starting point. It's not a priority. Sam, it's not a priority for me right now, buddy. But when it is a priority, I'll let you know. That's good. That's a good place to start as opposed to, well, you know, I got this, I got that, I got this issue, that. We all got issues, man, that require tissues. We all got them, okay? But you'll have a hard time selling somebody, the single mom out there who figured out a way to make 10 grand a month on the side while she was caring for her three kids and working two jobs, because those stories are out on the internet all day, every day. And I've coached several of them myself, so I know it's possible. But you have to understand, all right? You must understand this concept that get your content out there. This is something you get to pick. You get to choose because you love it. You live it every single day. This is what you want to teach people anyway. Why wouldn't you create a lot of content around that? All right? And stop worrying about the judgment from other people. It's going to come no matter what you do. And oh, by the way, when you get really good at what you do, the judgment's even a little bit harsher. Would you agree with that? Like, do you think Jeff Bezos got judged harder in 1994 before Amazon was even an idea, or in 2019? All right? And you can fill in anybody's name in there. Okay? So be motivated, be inspired to create a lot of content around what it is you love to do. There's no wrong answers. You got a blank canvas to draw on. All right, you ready? Let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.